Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. An honest Christian poet by Chuck Worthy is a reflection of his journey through life. In it, you will find his thoughts, fears, views, passions, struggles, and faith. With the reading of his book comes an understanding of all that he is. It's honest, it's open, it leaves nothing hidden. Chuck Worthy was born into a Navy family, and they traveled extensively. He was in the Navy, which took Chuck and his wife Linda to Alaska and Newfoundland. Chuck and his wife, as Worthy Music Ministries, have produced musical events for the military, cities, municipalities, churches, civic groups, and other venues, such as Seattle Center. While in high school, he lettered in music and football, received a presidential nomination to the Naval Academy. While in the Navy, he was a data systems technician and is now a master accredited solutions expert. Chuck and his wife are both board members at large of the Tacoma Events Commission. Chuck Worthy, author of An Honest Christian Poet, In the Dead of Winter, I Have Seen a Wondrous Thing, is our guest on This Week in America. Chuck, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. And I got to tell you, this is it's an incredible honor and a privilege to be on your show today.
Well, it's very nice of you to say thank you. And the pleasure and the honor is ours with your distinguished background and what you've done in this poet, that the poetry book that's receiving rave reviews, An Honest Christian Poet. Let's talk about this love of poetry. Where did this begin for you?
Well, I wrote my first song in second grade. And I did some, you know, minor writing when I was younger.
Yes.
It wasn't until the 90s that I really started to write in earnest. And more accurately, that the desire, the urge, the push, the irresistible force within me rose up and said, you need to start writing poetry. And here's your first one. So let's get going.
And the rest is history. The book is An Honest Christian Poet by Chuck Worthy, our guest on the program. You'll find the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. A link on our website for Chuck's Amazon page. You can get information, order it there as well. What inspires you to write poetry? I'm always in awe of people talented in writing poetry as you are. I can't seem to express myself as you do, and so many successful poets do. Talk about that. What inspires you to write poetry and being able to speak? To me, it's almost a foreign language that you're speaking, and it's beautiful when it's done properly as you do it.
Well, you know, first and foremost, when I really first started writing, my muse was the beautiful and talented Linda Diane Worthy. And a lot of my poetry is written towards her. She is my shield maiden. She is my star queen. So she was the most important driving aspect of my writing. For the rest, it's looking at the world. It's looking at the world, seeing the world a little bit differently, and expressing what I see and what I think and what I perceive in poetry. And hopefully, there is a social section within the book, but expressing my views in a way that is not offensive, that is not caustic, and with a view that in heaven's eyes, we're all the same.
Yes.
And a lot of that being all the same is that human aspect of being wrong, including myself.
You have this way of taking something like that. We'll talk about some of the themes, the topics you deal mm-hmm. with in An Honest mm-hmm. Christian Poet. If you just made that a declarative sentence, it would lose its impact. But the way you say that captures our attention, and suddenly we're thinking about that in a different way. Our guest is Chuck Worthy, An Honest Christian Poet. You mentioned Shield Maiden, Star Queen. Explain that a little more, because you actually refer to that in the poetry. This is this is sort of your guiding force, isn't it?
Absolutely. And once again, this is the beautiful and talented Linda Diane Worthy. And you know what it comes down to is she has a Nordic. Her family is from Sweden. You know, so they have a Nordic background, Viking background, and in Viking lore, the shield maiden was an important component of the army, or the armies and the fighting forces. And so the shield maidens were always there in combat. They were with the men. They supported the men. And I tell you, there were years that, as far as the growing of the moniker of the Shield Maiden, there were times that I needed her just to live.
Interesting.
Absolutely, absolutely. As you'll see in my poetry also that I've been through some grinding times in my life, some very, very difficult times in my life. But during those grinding, difficult times in my life, she's always been there to help me get back up and to help me understand that it's not over until we allow it to be over, and with her help, to keep pushing forward.
We all need a shield maiden, and you were fortunate to have that in your life. And your wife is a talented writer and poet as well. Talk about that aspect of the relationship that she's there, I'm sure, to encourage you. You're there to
Yes.
encourage who her as
Yes.
well. Talk about that relationship. So often you talk to someone who's a poet, and they are the poet. Their husband or wife really isn't part of that. This is almost a shared gift, isn't it?
Well, yes, and we're both songwriters, and we've
Yes.
co-written a number of songs that have been published and what have you. So that's a close-knit association. Although I will say that she is a better songwriter, and she is a better poet, and she is a better writer than I am. I just have to confess that the way that she has with words, with expressing herself and expressing her journey, and even her vocal talents and vocal capabilities, extraordinarily unique. And in our ministry, one thing we'll say is, as far as vocal talent in general, unique is what we seek, and she's incredibly unique. No one has a voice like her at all. And now, at this time in life, even though she's developed what is known as the worst chronic pain syndrome known to medicine, bilateral trigeminal neuropathic pain, which debilitates most people, she started dancing.
Wow.
And see, now that's a miracle, right? And
Exactly.
yeah, and that doesn't even take into account how many times that during her journey she's been, well, I can't say close to death, where she has literally died in the hospital. And that's a story that she's writing a book about, and the story that she is telling. And at the end of it, here she is, instead of being in a wheelchair, as she was told, she's dancing.
I mean, that's just amazing what both of you have been through, and I'm anxious to read her book and hopefully have a chance to talk with her about what she's been through and just what you've been through in your life, and being able to express that and being able to share that, which is another gift, to be able to, okay, I'm going to be very honest about what I've been through to help other people who I know are going
Sure,
through the same
sure.
things that I was going through. How does your science and astronomy come into your poetry? You've got a background in that as well. Does that enter into your poetry writing?
Yes, it does. When I was in high school, I thought I was going to be an astronomer because I just fell in love with it. Now I then I fell in love with technology, and that took me into the Navy, and that brought me to where I am now. But as far as my love of astronomy, the vastness of the universe, the intricacies of it, the dynamic nature of it, the power and the glory of it. And really, then what it does for me is seeing all of that, it speaks clearly to me of the Creator.
Yes.
Who made all this? That God made all of this. He did all these things. And all too often, we speak of Him in terms of our lives and in terms of the earth. But He's so much bigger than that. He's so much more magnificent than that,
Yes.
indescribably. And that's what I try to bring into, my love of astronomy and astrophysics and what have you. And that's what I try to bring into my poetry also. And I can't say necessarily I try to bring it in. It almost has a life of its own.
Interesting. Interesting how that develops, and a certain style develops, and an affection for a type of poetry. Our guest on the program is Chuck Worthy. The book is An Honest Christian Poet. In the Dead of Winter, I Have Seen Wondrous Things, book available wherever books are sold. I'll link his Amazon page on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Touched on it before in the book, An Honest Christian Poet, you deal with social and other issues. Talk a little bit about that. Some of the themes that you talk about develop through your poetry in your book.
Right. And so, you know, I'm looking at the life and times that we live in right now. I'm looking at the difficulties. You know, I took a look at COVID and our response to COVID and, you know, in some cases, the negative response that we had to it. And, you know, my thought in my writing is almost as if, to a certain extent, Mother Nature and the Lord are looking at us, you know, as we react good, bad, indifferent, ugly, you know, and what have you, saying, in many cases, we're going the wrong way. And what I also do is if I speak of judgment in my poetry, on occasion I do, I will list out and I'll say, watch as he purges with fire us, them, me, me, yes, and you. And I bring that into it because, you know, I'm also speaking to myself. And that, yeah, and that, there it is right there. I'm also speaking to myself that, Chuck Worthy, you are wrong. This is what you see. This is what you perceive. This is what you think. But is that as right as what you think it is? And in many cases, the answer is no.
You know, it's a very interesting point. It's, people will read An Honest Christian Poet and they will take their interpretation and it will alter their lives. It will change their life. It will enhance their life. We often forget about the poet. What does this mean to you? And I think you just answered that mm-hmm. writing poetry, what may help you just as much as the people that read your poetry.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. And, you know, I consider the poetry to be part, and the parts that you just mentioned just now, just so perfectly. You know, we all have a mission in life.
Yes.
You know, you have a mission behind what you're doing. And so the poetry that speaks, hopefully, to the hearts, minds, and souls of other people that read it, hopefully in a positive light, that's one of the reasons why I'm here on this earth. You know, and I want to fulfill
yes.
that part of my mission. You know, at one point in time, our mission was to go into prisons. So Linda and I did a lot of work in prisons over many years, prisons, juvenile detention centers, rest homes, convalescent centers, and what have you. And so because that was our mission at that time, then producing events and making opportunities, quite honestly, for Christian artists who in some cases don't have as many opportunities. Now it's different. Say for Linda, the beautiful and talented Linda Diane Worthy, part of it is a big thing with her is showing that, you know, yeah, you can fall off of over 100-foot cliff. You can die in the hospital. You can be in a coma, which all these things have happened to her on multiple occasions. But in many cases, if you have faith, and I'm not talking about more grab it and name it and claim it and it's yours, but that God can bring you through even the worst things. He can bring you through as he's brought her through even death, so that no matter where a person is, they could read her story and still have hope.
It's such an inspiration what the two of you were doing, and the book is touching so many lives, receiving rave reviews. An Honest Christian Poet, Chuck Worthy is the guest on the program today, the author of the book. Time is going by so quickly. I want to talk mm-hmm. a little bit about writing poetry. Are there certain times of the day that you write? I would think it'd be very difficult just to stop in the mm-hmm. middle of something and mm-hmm. and turn on your poetry juices. It doesn't work like that, does it? I would think you need to be in the proper artful frame of mind before you can create.
Yes, yes. So two primary times when I write, just before I'm going to bed or as I'm going to bed, I'll sit there and I'll say, you know, and I will sometimes say, you need to write tonight. So, and then I just let my mind go a bit, if that makes sense, just let my mind go where it's going to go.
Yes.
and then write from that aspect. Or in other circumstances, there's one poem that I wrote called, oh boy, Free Hearts. It's about, and that was derived from observing a family and how the parents interacted with their very young children. They were so kind, they were so concerned, and that inspired me. So, and I wrote about that,
Yes.
and so that, yeah, and in many cases, something happens. I see something. For a while, for a long time, I was actually doing a lot of writing on planes. Looking out at the
Oh,
landscapes and what
yes.
have you. Yeah, absolutely.
Good time to be reflective, and you say something there that I often think about. I'll see something, you'll see something. You're a poet, you're more artful, more creative. You will see it in a different way, maybe express it in a different way. I'll call it poet's eyes. Are there such a thing that help you see the world, the people, the places, the things, maybe differently than the rest of us do?
That's maybe a gift that
Yes.
poets have to
Yes.
is to see things differently. And one thing I've learned in my poetry, because I'm also part of a community of poets on allpoetry.com, where I'll write something thinking a specific set of thoughts, and then someone else will read it and they'll say, oh, this could also mean this.
Ah,
And you
okay.
could also be talking about this. And that's very clarifying for me, because it shows me and teaches me that I'm writing something, I have a purpose, I have a thought behind it, I have a concept that I'm following, but it can be multifaceted.
Yes, and what you did just opened up my mind, and I may perceive it differently than you wrote it, but I'm thinking about it. And isn't that the power of art, where you get us all thinking? Maybe not thinking like you, but you get us thinking. And whenever we think, that's not a bad thing. We need to do it more often.
Exactly. And maybe, one thing I do a lot is, as I mentioned a little while ago, I let my mind go. I let it just go. I let it just wander. What I'll tell people is that I'm going to ruminate on that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just going to ruminate on that. I'm not going to direct my thoughts. I'm just going to let it tumble around in my mind until something comes out.
Chuck Worthy, our guest on the program. We could use hours instead of minutes for this conversation today. An Honest Christian Poet, the name of the book. What is maybe among the most important thing or things that you've learned in your life, especially going back and reflecting on your life and sharing those aspects of your life? What important lessons have you learned?
I guess maybe two of the most important is, or maybe some of the most important, I think maybe first and foremost is that I don't know everything. And in
Yes.
some cases, I don't know what I don't know.
Yep.
So then, as I've written also, life is like a river, and the goal is to swim upstream. And as we're swimming upstream, like I've seen the salmon runs in Alaska and in Newfoundland, and you're swimming upstream. It sounds so easy, but in many cases you're fighting the current. And things are going to be tumbling down against you in some cases. You're going to get sometimes bruised and knocked over and what have you. But we have to get up and keep going. That was, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna, and you've proven that in your life. That's when you share again all that you've gone through, we learn that you can come out on the other side, and that's what Chuck has been able to do with everything that he's been through in writing about it, in sharing it with all of us to help us through periods like that. Is there a favorite topic you have to that you really enjoy writing about? Sort of the go-to when you're thinking about writing poetry, a favorite topic?
There are two. Number one, the glory of God's creation. Number two, the glory of my refulgent shield maiden.
Yes. Great, great background for all of the writing that Chuck does. Is there a mission for your poetry? What do you want the takeaway to be? If somebody reads an Honest Christian Poet, what do you hope the takeaway is?
that we can be honest about what we're going through, what we perceive, even when we're being ground down sometimes. I mean, some of my poetry goes through a journey and some of it is a bit dark, like slamming, 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 slamming. Oh God, how it hurts. But at the end, it's even saying, I'm laying in the ground, just paraphrasing now. I'm looking up into the sky, waiting for the latter rain, for that scriptural reference of the latter rain.
Yes.
Even though I feel ground underneath it, brutalized, beaten, battered, but I know there's deliverance coming.
How long does it take you to write a poem? When you get an idea, is it like first time out, I think this is good, or do you go back and rework it? What's the process like? Technically, what do you do in writing a poem to get it from inception to the finished product?
Well, in some cases, it's a matter of minutes
Interesting. Yeah.
to actually write it. Then, in other cases, I use Gmail and I create drafts, right?
Yes.
And sometimes I'll come back to a draft that is a year old sometimes, and I'll work on it a bit more and then work on it a bit more until it's finally done. And then in some cases, so it's varied. In some cases, I'll write something and I think, okay, that's done, that's good. I've gone back and modified poems that I wrote years ago
Interesting. I guess
because we can also look for improvement always.
and you've got maybe a different perspective in 2023 than you did in 2018 that gives you
Absolutely,
something
absolutely.
different you can bring to the poetry.
Sure,
Out of
sure.
time, I've got to ask you, what's next? What are you working on now?
Well, I have another book that I'm just conceptualizing right now. So I'm conceptualizing, well, you know what? Actually, I have over 100 poems, near 200 200 additional that I've written. So I'm conceptualizing what the next one looks like, including the artwork and what have you. So that's one thing. Then, Linda and I are rejuvenating some parts of our ministry that, had kind of gone along the wayside because of other pursuits, other concerns, and, quite honestly, life, health, and all of
No,
these things. It kind of,
yes.
that bring seasons and end seasons and bring seasons and end seasons. So, and I'm also looking to, support her in her new phase of writing and dance, which is quite incredible that for someone who just started. I hear people say, oh my gosh, she must be a seasoned dancer.
That's an
But,
amazing. And what I mean, you have your writing, you have her writing, you've got your writing, you and Linda. What an exciting time, and all you've got going in your lives and your various projects and your joint projects as well. Chuck, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Would love to be able to do this again. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. The book is An Honest Christian Poet in the Dead of Winter. I have seen a wondrous thing. Thank you for sharing with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you so much.
It has been our pleasure. Chuck Worthy, Worthy, is our guest. The book available wherever books are sold. My thanks to KingPagersPress.com, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation with Chuck on today's program. Once again, Chuck Worthy, the book is An Honest Christian Poet. You'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.